the question was asked, should one focus solely on learning Talmud, or would we recommend that one also learns other things? So the Talmud says, the Talmud Tractate Kiddushin says that one should divide his day into thirds. A third learning Tanakh, a third learning Mishnah, a third learning Talmud. Tosfos comments that the Babylonian Talmud will give you all three, and that's what is quoted in the Raman, Shulchan Aruch, that we rely on that, that we don't spend a third of our day learning Tanakh, because we say the Babylonian Talmud will give us our knowledge of Tanakh, etc. But even Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch assumed you would know the Tanakh. They just meant you don't need to spend many years with a third of your time on Tanakh. But they did not mean that people would approach Talmud without a base knowledge of Tanakh, what's happening today. We'll continue in a minute.
So a person has to have a base knowledge of Tanakh in Mishnah within learning Gemara. So very often a person is not going to get enough out of his learning Gemara as far as fixing his traits, as is written in the introduction to Mesilat Yesharim and Orchot Tzadikim, that ordinarily people can study a lot of Talmud and not invest time in perfecting their traits. Reaches a point where people think learning Musar is for those who are not too smart. They can't learn anything else, so yeah, they're going to learn Musar. But in fact, a person wants to know how to develop his traits, so every person should want that. It's part of a mitzvah of developing our traits. We have a mitzvah to be kind, good people, and it doesn't happen on autopilot. We also, in order to understand Chazal properly, a person has to have either a Rebbe, a tradition, or the Svarim we use for our tradition. So learning the Talmud without the other works is not going to bring a person to all the mitzvot the way it should. And that's why it is important. You could learn Talmud and walk away with misconceptions, misunderstandings, and a person can make a lot of mistakes. That's why it's important to learn the works to teach us how to balance it all out. Sometimes we learn responsa, sometimes we learn the commentaries of the Rishonim, sometimes we learn the works of Musar and Jewish thought, and sometimes we read biographies. And if it's a trustworthy biography, so that can also teach us. You read the Mishnah Brura. If you read the Chafetz Chaim's biography, then you understand certain things about how to understand the Mishnah Brura. If you didn't read the biography, but you had a Rebbe who quoted from the biography, or who knew the facts of the history of the Mishnah Brura, that gives you a certain perspective. So a lot of our understanding, even of the text, even of the halacha, stems from our understanding, a broader understanding of what's going on. You read the Talmud and you read some Agadic works. How are you going to understand them? So if you read Maimonides' responsa or the Meiri's introduction to his commentary on Pirkei Avos, you could see how to understand the Agadah and Gemara. So even the Talmud has parts where you can't really understand it unless you've learned other works. So the other works are not something that detracts from our learning Talmud, but complements our learning Talmud and explains to us the Talmud. And that's why it is important to take time to study other works with the Talmud, be it the works of Musar, be it the works of Jewish thought. They help us understand the Talmud, and they are also based in the Talmud. And a person also has to take time to know Tanakh well and to know Mishnah well. The Talmud, when it allowed us to study Talmud alone, was allowing one to study Talmud alone after one has a basic understanding of Tanakh and Mishnah. Then comes Tosfos and says, you don't have to spend a third of your day studying Tanakh. But not that a person will study Talmud and he won't know the stories of Tanakh, and when he encounters it in Talmud, he won't know what's going on. That was not Tosfos' intention.